Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch, where Gia and I will sit here and break down everything that's going on in Taylor Swift's world. What's up, Gia? How you doing?
Doing good. We just had a spelling bee. Won't say what happened.
Oh, yeah. Don't spoil.
No spoilers.
We just got an email, too, not to spoil.
Yes.
No spoilers.
But it was very fun.
Spelling bee was fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Long weekend. I honestly didn't do much.
Mm-hmm.
Played a lot of video games.
I saw you grinding out
there.
Yeah,
I was grinding, trying to raise money for the Barstool store.
You guys will see this after all of our Cyber Monday antics are over, but we have been we've been on the grind. We all have to be promoting our Black Friday merch, Black Friday products, whatever, Cyber Monday as well. We have a telethon going on. We did that last night by the time you guys will be listening to this.
Yep.
And yeah, Gia's been putting it out. How many hours of gaming did you do you think? I feel like you said you did like 7 hours.
Did I misread that? Seven on Friday night.
That's
and then
so crazy. What were you doing? Like just playing the game?
Fortnite, yeah.
Holy shit.
So we did like, if you spend $100 or more, you can play with me and TJ.
Fun.
Yeah, so it was super fun.
Were a lot of people playing?
Yeah, we got like 10 people.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so it was super fun.
That's
and
amazing.
And very normal people.
Normal people.
Shockingly.
We love that.
Yeah.
I, on the other hand, have to choose somebody today to FaceTime on the phone with a glass of wine, and the requests I've gotten are a little strange.
People want
to be naked.
Oh,
people are perverted. You know, I don't know if I can get out of that in any way, but I might try.
That's kind of scary.
I'll pick a girl.
Yeah, you should maybe pick
a girl.
That's
what I'll do. That's what all these
she's, like,
horny
out.
Men. Yeah. They don't know what's up. Like, I'm just going to pick a girl who will be sweet and, like, talk about Taylor Swift probably.
Yeah,
she'll be lovely.
Yeah.
But I would say that our weekends were just as busy, if not more, than Taylor herself. She, of course, wrapped up three shows in Sao Paulo.
Yes.
Is that how we pronounce
it? Sao Paulo.
Brazil. Her South American tour has ended. And here we are again, me specifically, with just a lot of fucking egg on my face.
Yeah, I...
You joined in this, Connie.
I joined in. I joined in a little later because yesterday there was a lot of hubbub with the Eagles game. It was a big game.
True.
So I saw that you were posting a lot of stuff, and I was like, oh, shit, I got to see what's going on. And then I very much fell into it as well. Once I saw everything on Twitter, I was like, oh, tonight is 1,000% the night that's going to happen.
Yes. So my gripes, issues, everything about it is that we were – I know that we were teased intentionally. There is no way that we weren't teased intentionally. So for those who are a little lost, obviously we are waiting for – the announcement for the release of Reputation Taylor's version. We've been talking about it for weeks. I've been talking about it for weeks specifically. I bring it up every episode now because I think I know what I'm talking about. But all signs yesterday were pointing to yes. We had a lot of duplicate things. Let's see. I saved the tweet thread that I will bring up here.
That's smart.
Because there was a girl who put them all in a thread, which I appreciate. The problem is I'm looking for – why can't I find my bookmarks? Oh, they're right there. Okay. So this girl thankfully put a thread of everything together. It started out on Saturday night. Taylor Swift was doing rep tour dance moves during like specific songs.
Yes.
She was doing one during
Instead
Midnight
of, like,
Rain.
The wink.
Yeah, she usually does like a wink or like a like something like that. She was doing like a hair shake and like a body roll, which is like a Reputation move.
Yeah.
And she really only does even during the concert, during Reputation.
Okay.
Like, she'll do that move, but like, you know. And it's a snake. It's like to symbolize a snake. So she also said, we were very, very careful to choose our last city for the tour. We decided to go see the most generous fans in the world. And the thing about Sao Paulo is that it's like the snake, like what's the deal? It's like the snake capital of the world. Like something about it has to do with snakes.
Okay, interesting.
So everybody was exciting. Oh, here's another. She says this. It's interesting that Taylor said this because Sao Paulo has an island off its coast called Snake Island. Okay, sorry.
Oh.
That's what it is. In the Karma music video, Taylor is laying down as an island, and it looks a lot like Snake Island, which is facts. Wow. Wow. It really does look like Snake Island. So we saw this. Also, it was exactly 6 months from the release of the Karma music video, which we all know, of course, had this moment in it. This, you know, flip upside down, heaven and hell, Reputation looking stuff. Right. Yesterday was also, or sorry, Sunday was also National Cake Day, which we all remember from the I'll Bet You Think About Me music video featuring Chris Stapleton and also Miles Teller as an actor. Taylor had a giant cake that she was pulling. She was like, you know, pulling pieces of cake off, shoving in her mouth, shoving them in her mouth. Wow, I cannot talk right now. I'm like so tongue-tied. Shoving them in her mouth. And on the cake, we see the numbers 13 and 26 all over the place. Which is tough. So 26 would have been Sunday the 26th.
Right.
Also, people are saying this is a lot of stuff, by the way. I'm compiling all this evidence. Yeah,
well, it was a lot of stuff.
Because this is how serious. The surprise songs Taylor had been performing the days prior were all in reverse order of when the re-released album had come out. Night One was Now That We Don't Talk and Innocent, so it was 1989, Speak Now. Night Two was Safe and Sound, Red, and Night Two also was Untouchable, Fearless. So everybody thought, okay, let's go right back around, and we come back to a new re-record, Reputation. Turns out, no.
No.
That was, a lot of people were putting a lot of stock in the song order.
That's what really got me. That was like, really, oh, shit.
Yeah. And a part of that as well was that everybody was thinking that the only surprise songs that she could have played left, there'd be one from Debut and one from Reputation. And the only song left, I guess, that she hasn't played from Reputation is I Did Something Bad.
Yeah.
Which would have been tremendous. Yeah. I don't think that trust a narcissist, but they love me. Yeah. I'll say this, though, about I Did Something Bad. That needs to be performed with lights and fire and loud. And I don't know if a guitar or a piano would really bring it home for me.
Yeah.
So that was my only question was that. I was like, she's not gonna play I Did Something Bad on the piano or on the guitar acoustically. So anyway.
You don't think so? I feel like she would.
Really?
Piano. Like in like a very like.
Like ethereal way. Because
you know how
way?
She like opens it on the Reputation tour? True. She's like, but they love me.
True. So she could maybe do it.
Like a violin.
Yeah. And I make it look oh so easy.
Like on the piano, you know?
I tell them, they tell me three. Did you see like that somebody, did you see the tweet of someone said they put the words from the lyrics from I Did Something Bad. So I play like a violin and I make it look oh so easy. And they tweeted it and said, wait, is this fucking play about us?
Yeah.
I was dying.
Yeah.
Because it's facts.
Yeah.
Also, Tree Pain, that girl Erica, who I assume is on the team. Is that? I haven't heard much about her. People are talking about her a lot, but I assume she's on the team with Tree. Mm. Both wore black.
Yes, and she wore.
That's crazy.
Tree wore blue on the 1989 album release. Announcement. Album announcement.
Mm-hmm. And then we had Selena Gomez jumping in on the 1989 announcement day. She wore light blue in her Instagram story. She has posted a selfie with a light blue. And then on Sunday, she posted a black selfie. Looking beautiful, by the way.
Yeah.
And although I have to point out for myself.
Wearing black in her selfie. She was not doing a black selfie.
Oh, no. Right. Wearing black in her selfie. Yeah. What did I say?
I don't know. I think I heard you say she did black in her selfie.
Right. She's wearing black.
She's wearing a black
blazer with like a little sparkle detail, to be honest. Perfectly Reputation. And then it was also her 66th show. And she had a Reputation item, a phone case on her website that was 66% off.
Yeah.
It was also the 13th international show. And then I got duped by a stranger on the internet telling me that her parents were both wearing black.
I got duped by that as well.
It wasn't. That was a lie. So that really like sold me for the last bit.
And her dancers, though.
Oh. And the biggest part. Okay. So all that bullshit aside. So that's all the bullshit, right? Then her dancers started posting, so excited for tonight's last tour emoji. Snake emoji. Black hearts.
Tonight's gonna be insane.
Yeah. Posting screenshots of the show during the Reputation set.
Yeah.
Like, it was like they were laying it on thick in the same way that they laid it on thick for 1989 announcement. And
like, who do these dancers think they are?
I don't know. They were really playing with us hard. And they knew what
they were doing. I really like these dancers. They're so cute and they're so fun. But like, don't fucking do that to us.
I was shocked that the dancers were that was all I needed. That was all I needed to see this. So
the one hot dancer was like
Being like, oh my god, wearing a black shirt with like a black heart. They all were posting
just
it. It was
rude.
Crazy. So that's tough. We have all these things happening. Show starts. Mm. You know, we're anticipating maybe she's going to wear a bunch of black dresses.
Yeah.
And she'll incorporate it just like she did for 1989 where it was all blue. And it was right off the bat we knew because when did she wear a blue Enchanted dress? I think she wore all the same until Blue Enchanted, if I'm correct. I don't know if she wore a blue blazer.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But so she, nothing gave any sort of hint whatsoever that she was going to announce Reputation. And then finally it came time for the surprise songs. Mm-hmm. Actually, no, sorry. Back it up. It came time for
Reputation set.
And everyone was like, if she's wearing a different outfit, we're going to get it tonight. Like, that's what's going to happen, whatever. And she's still wearing that same bodysuit.
Wear that same crate, yeah.
That same bodysuit. People like calling it a fuck-ass bodysuit. They say she's wearing that same fuck-ass bodysuit. I like the bodysuit.
I've always liked it. Yeah, I think it's super cute.
I do think it's wild that that's the only one she has not changed at all.
Yeah, it is weird.
It must be symbolic of some kind.
People say that
she won't change it until the album is out, and then she'll change it to a totally different one, and then like throw that one in the garbage. Like, that's my old, that's the stolen Reputation outfit, and now I got the new.
Right, that makes sense.
Has to be. So, what do we think about all this so far?
Now I'm convinced that she's not going to release Reputation Taylor's version for like a while.
Same.
I really don't think I'm going to fall for anything the way that I fell for all this stuff yesterday, because everything was so convincing. And also to go back, but the surprise songs, she said.
Oh, yeah.
She stuttered on her words and said the Reputation tour instead when she meant to say Eras tour. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, oh, you guys are messing with me. Like, you guys.
She's like, you're officially in my head. You're officially in my head. She was like, we try a lot on the Eras tour. Like, that's how it was.
Yeah.
And then she was like, you guys are all in my head. And
I think that just means
that's
like.
It's obviously intentional too. Like, she doesn't fuck up like that. Like, there's no way that she is like. She was playing with us still again. I think she's still playing with us.
I think she probably saw so much shit online and had it in her head.
Yeah, you think
that everybody wanted the Reputation announcement and she knew she wasn't going to do it.
Sure.
So just like a slip of the tongue, but like based off the fact that she at least had the idea of how badly everybody wanted Reputation TV that last night and the hype for it and whatever. I think. It just kind of proves she's like, well, I'm on my own timeline, so I'm just going to.
Yes. I think that last night, them tricking us all day was like punishment.
Yeah.
It was like, you guys have been so bad that
You're greedy. You just got 1989.
I know. But people are saying that I wish I did the math before we started. How many days between the release of Speak Now and the announcement for 1989 was it? Because I feel like it was only like a month.
July 7th. July 7th was Speak
and
Now.
And then what, August like 16th or something? Everybody thought
September,
it was...
The announcement. Oh.
Everyone thought it was going to be August 3rd and it wasn't. That was the other clown date.
Right.
Where it was the same situation as this. But it was the last weekend of SoFi. So it was probably like the 12th or something. It was the following week because it was
would have
SoFi.
To be around then.
So I'm going to say 12. That's my guess.
9th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. So, right. So, that's a month. That's a month. And I feel like we just got 1989, came out October 27th, right?
Yeah.
And so, okay, it's November 27th.
Yeah. No, it wouldn't make sense.
Today is the 27th.
Yeah, that's just why I feel
like
it's not going to happen.
So people were saying, like, oh, it's not enough time for, like, not enough spotlight for 1989. She's not going to do it. I'm like, no, it's the same exact amount of time for an announcement.
Speak Now got a couple months. Yeah,
right,
like.
Exactly.
So.
Right. So I think that this was intentional lead up. And so it's led me to believe one of two things. One is that we won't see it until February because Endgame, the music video, was shot in Tokyo. And, right? Wanna be your Endgame?
And it
flashes Tokyo in the beginning, I'm pretty sure. And so that happens, or there's a part in it where they're in Tokyo. And so Tokyo is the first location she's at when she goes back on tour in 2024, Super Bowl weekend.
Yep.
She is off until then.
Yeah.
So people think one of two things. Either it will be dropped all at once the night that she is performing in Tokyo.
Okay.
Or she's going to surprise drop the whole thing, tell nothing. There will be no explanation. There will only be Reputation on New Year's Day.
Okay. New Year's
those
Day.
Those are the new
is...
clown guesses.
Okay.
But I think those seem pretty
I've
likely.
Been seeing New Year's Day being tossed around, obviously, for the song. But, yeah, you know, I just can't get myself to get into any of the tinfoil hat stuff anymore.
I feel foolish.
Yeah, because I feel stupid. Yeah. I was literally like, me and Francesco were watching the game, and I kept looking at her. I was like, Reputation TV is coming tonight. Like, her parents are wearing black. Meanwhile, her parents, those pictures from like Philly.
Like, kill me. Yeah. I can't believe I got duped by the parent pictures.
Yeah. I'm like,
everything else, like, all evidence suggested, like, we are not the only ones clowning. At the amount of comments, tweets, like, everybody was clowning hard. And that's all fine. It's fine to clown. But this time I am.
I can't hurt myself again like that.
I'm heartbroken over how excited I let myself get.
Yeah.
So much so that I picked out this outfit in advance for a celebration today. You know, snake earrings and all. I did have snake skin red thigh-high boots that I was going to wear. But then I decided that, like, I didn't deserve to wear those.
Right.
Like, I
had to wear my plain. I have to save them for
when it really does happen.
Right, yeah.
But I was excited, and I was going to run around this office all day screaming Reputation, like, getting so loud in people's faces, being real obnoxious. Like, it would have put me on, like, a real high for the day, especially with our busy-ass day. So I'm sad, but I understand. I'm ashamed. Apologies to
I'm also just embarrassed for myself for easily succumbing to false media.
Listen, you know? the hive mind sometimes gets you.
Yeah.
And that's tough for
us. I'm like the pop culture fact checker of my friend group. Like, my friend will always send something in and I'll be like, no, that's not true.
Yeah.
That is true, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, I'm falling for Reputation Stadium tour pictures where there's the snake. What's his name? Karen or something?
Karen.
The Karen's the snake.
That was
and
bad.
And I sent it to
that
Kelly.
That was bad. You did.
And I was like, oh my God.
I saw that tweet before you sent it to me, and I, for half a second, caught my breath, and I was like, no fucking way. Stop.
Yeah.
Cut the shit. Because I could see the stage. Because, by the way, yesterday, and another move, I watched the Reputation tour on Netflix, like, as a pregame. I was like, well, I'm going to put this on before, like, the concert's on.
Yeah.
And it was awesome, of course. By the way, they're taking that off of Netflix right before New Year's.
Oh.
I think December 30th, they take it off of Netflix, which is another thing where I'm like, okay, what's going on? But so if you haven't watched the Reputation Stadium tour on Netflix
in a while, get watching. It's so good.
Yeah, yeah, because it's almost it'll almost be gone. But then in the same vein, despite the fact that we're fools, we're clowns, we are ashamed of ourselves. People are questioning the validity of me and this podcast because of our actions, my actions more than yours. We did get a breadcrumb today.
Which was
from Taylor herself on December 13th. We will be available to rent the Eras Tour movie in our own homes.
Thank God.
I'm noticing...
Sooner than I thought.
I'm noticing no availability to buy just yet. Only rent, she says.
That's fine.
And they will also be including Archer, Long Live, and Wildest Dreams, which I guess were left out of the original movie, which, by the way, we still haven't seen.
Yeah, we haven't... I was going to say, well, we're kind of on the...
I've been trying to get that movie theater thing going, and they're ignoring me.
Damn.
I know, I'm bummed out.
Well, we get first view of all the songs, you know what I mean? Like, we kind of have it better now.
Yeah, it's true. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I don't get to watch it on a movie theater screen, which kind of sucks when my TV is, like, literally so small, but...
Yeah, that's a bummer. We'll have to find a big screen somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very excited. Definitely going to rent it for sure.
Yeah. But the problem is I wanted to buy it, so I would have just bought it. So, anyway, watch it over and over again.
I'm confused on why she wouldn't do a streaming service.
Well, I'm wondering... Maybe she will eventually. Maybe she will eventually, but I'm wondering if...
Hulu?
I'm wondering if there's going to be a... She's got a thing going on with Prime right now, I think, still.
Oh.
Like partnership. I feel like maybe she's having us rent it now, because eventually we'll be able to buy a huge bundle that includes all the songs and all the surprise songs. Ugh. I just pray for that. I pray for the ability to have all the surprise songs, but I just feel like there's no way.
Yeah.
Oh, that was another thing she announced at the top of the surprise song at the concert this past Sunday, is that starting 2024, clean slate when it comes to surprise songs. So if you have been to a concert and you heard your favorite surprise song and you're worried that, or somebody else heard your favorite surprise song and you're going internationally and you are worried you're not going to hear it again, don't worry. You might hear it again.
Clean slate. She does not want to sing London Boy.
No, she does not. I saw that too. And you know what? Good. Because, like, that'd be fucking weird.
It's so awkward.
The only way she can sing it is if she goes up on the piano and, like, rolls her eyes the entire time.
Yeah.
And we all do it in a sing-song way.
Yeah.
You know?
Or changes the lyrics. You know, I love an American boy.
Yeah, exactly.
He catches those footballs.
And
he had a hairy
Arrowhead
chest.
Stadium and catching footballs after dark.
Yeah.
That's what she can do.
Yeah. You can take a ride on my convertible.
Yeah.
You can take a ride in my convertible after the game.
Take a ride in my Chevrolet.
Yeah.
Well, with no accent. You take a ride in my Chevrolet.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, come on, honey. You love my American boy.
I know he doesn't have an accent like that, but
that's
could.
Exciting though. Maybe if I that's cool. If I see her in my, I'm trying to maybe plan on seeing her in Miami.
Oh, cool.
So maybe she'll do Right Where You Left Me in Miami.
Nice. Yeah, another chance, another
but
chance.
But I doubt it. I highly doubt it.
I have a Parisian adventure in my future, and
very jealous.
She'll play Paris. You know, we were in Paris, which I'm excited about. Like,
oh,
she's got to play Paris.
Wait, I love that song.
Yeah, me too. But I think we're night one, I believe, either night one or night two, because I think the dates are. I think she's doing Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Do you know which one you are?
I think I'm night two in Paris.
Well, hey, I mean, she could do Paris night three because she did Welcome to New York night three.
That's what I'm saying. But that's a great – people wouldn't be – I don't think anybody would be disappointed by Paris.
No,
like,
Paris and Paris is sick.
Song. Yeah, Paris, Paris. Really cute, fun song. Midnight's girly. Love it, love it, love it.
I just feel like Reputation, it's a very big thing for her. It was like her comeback moment, if you should say, or in like just kind of like reinventing herself and coming out of her shell as like this like quiet like good girl whatever. So if that's why I feel like Reputation is just gonna have a something different about the announcement or the release or something going along the lines of like the dresses. I don't know, I just feel like it deserves something big.
I agree completely. I also have a confession that last night after all of the excitement, I fell asleep immediately because I was overexcited.
Yeah.
And then I woke up at midnight on the dot.
Oh.
Like, and it was midnight on the dot, and I immediately checked my phone just in case.
Well, I mean, I don't blame you.
Like, I checked Spotify.
Well, I texted you after the Reputation set ended, and I was like, are we clowns? And we're like, no, we got to wait for the surprise songs. Yep. Surprise songs came.
Mm-hmm. Because that was another thing. People thought like maybe she'll throw up that same graphic at the end. Like there'll be no explanation. There will only be Reputation, you know, February 6th or something like that.
Yeah.
It just would have been, it would have been the cherry on top of a crazy year. And again, we're not ruling it out yet. It, whatever it is, it's clearly going to be tremendous. And she hears us. She sees us. She thinks we're brats.
Yeah.
And she is ready to toy with us until we learn our lesson. Yeah. And that's fine. She's right.
Yeah. I just, the only reason I have no issue waiting for Reputation. I just, my biggest qualm, which I feel like is a lot of other people's biggest qualm, is that I just want new music, please, from Taylor.
True, true.
So
like like Vault songs.
Yeah, so I just want her, I want to hear the Vault songs.
Or just an album.
Just, I want a new album. So, like, I just want her, like, come on, just, like, get it over with.
Someone
like,
said, and I don't know if there's any
debut,
truth.
Like,
I don't know if there's any truth to this, but someone said that, so what do you think about the rumors? Or is this true? I actually don't even know if this is true or not, but this is something that's been floating around. Is it true that she can't or said she wasn't going to put out new music before she releases the next two albums?
Oh, I don't know.
People were saying that. She can't put out new music until she releases all of her re-releases. So I was like, I don't think that's true.
Says who?
Because she put out Midnights.
Yeah.
Right in the, I guess.
No, Midnights came first, I thought,
right? Before Red.
Did it?
Midnights? Oh God, no, it didn't, because we checked this, remember? Red was fall 2021. Midnights was fall 2022. And then now we're in, because Red was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Right. Because also in spring of 2022 was Fearless, and then Red was fall. Or no, I'm sorry. Oh my God. I'm so fucked up.
Let me look it up.
I don't know why I can't get that timeline right. It goes
Taylor Swift.
Red is October, November 2021. And then Midnights, October, November 2022. Because spring 2022 was Fearless. It went Red, Fearless, Speak Now.
No, it went Fearless, Red,
okay.
Midnights, Speak Now, 1989.
Got it. So Fearless was spring 2021.
Yes.
Okay, so spring 2021, Fearless. Fall 2021, Red. Fall 2022.
Winter, Midnights 2022.
Is Midnights.
Sorry,
Midnights.
Yeah, sorry.
And then you know, spring, summer, fall, we're in now, 2023. Speak Now, 1989, ?
Yeah. So, but I feel like the Taylor's version stuff takes away from album releases, like her own album releases. So, like, I feel like Midnight's, like, yeah, it was a huge album, but, like, it wasn't as big as right. others.
Right.
Because
although it's
I
winning
like,
all the Grammys, and Grammy season is upon us, and it's nominated for
right,
all the
she
Grammys.
She did get nominated for a lot
so
of Grammys.
So maybe she's not going to release Reputation until after, like, the Grammys, which is yeah. February, will be February time, which may does line up, but.
Yeah, I just feel like, I don't know if I'm just a little fatigued with the Taylor's versions. I just I love them, and 1989 has been amazing. I've been nonstop,
it's been so good listening. It's been so
but,
good.
Like, I don't know. I think maybe I just don't care about debut at all.
Yeah, so I'm very much like whatever about debut. I think that one might be a special one. Like, that one's gonna be like
yeah,
sentimental.
I totally get it.
And I also, but I can like be patient for that. Like, I can wait a million years until she. Yeah. And also, I would argue that debut is probably the hardest one to re-record because she was fucking, you know, 15, 16
yeah.
years old. Like,
I wonder if she's gonna sing in a country accent.
I wonder too. Like, it's gonna be difficult, I think, for yeah. her, or it would be, I'm sure. But Reputation just, it feels like we've been hit over the head with it for a while. And it's my second favorite album. So I'm feeling squirrely. I'm feeling impatient. Mm. And, you know, what are you
yeah.
going to do?
Yeah.
But I think that it's good that the movie is coming out. That's exciting. We'll all be able to watch that over mm-hmm. Christmas with our families. I can't wait to force my family to watch it.
Yeah, me too.
That's going to be amazing.
I wonder what she's going to do for her break. 2 month
she's
break.
She's got 2 months going yeah. on. Oh, I hope she just...
I feel like she'll be at a lot
she's
of Chiefs games, right?
Definitely at a lot of Chiefs games. Yeah. I feel like Christmas time, well, I don't know. I didn't check on the Chiefs schedule. I don't know what they're going on through Christmas, but definitely they'll have some sort of island getaway, I'm sure.
You think
oh,
so?
Oh, that was another thing. Speaking of, Travis arrived at his game yesterday with a
black
snake skin, appeared to be probably alligator skin, to be honest, but it looked like snake skin bag, black pants, and a cardigan that... that had like island breeze and
yeah.
the lights down low.
Yeah,
and it was
like
in,
a
right.
sunset
it was like a sunset
cardigan.
Looking.
Yeah.
yeah, 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 yeah. So
he
that
has a
was
game on a home game oh. on Christmas.
Oh, on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I wonder if she'll go to that Raiders Chiefs.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. She may be with her family in Nashville.
I really hope that she doesn't go off the grid.
I hope she doesn't go off the grid, but if she does, it would also kind of make sense for like
right.
reputation. Like if we
right.
hear nothing from her today on, well. No, she'll post about the movie on her birthday.
Yeah.
So, which is exciting. My birthday is soon.
Yeah. Oh.
My birthday's on Friday.
No way.
December 1st.
Oh, my gosh.
Sagittarius girlies, stand up. We're here.
Hey, Sag season.
Hey.
Sagittarius.
And I like that we're born in the same month, Taylor and
I love that.
It feels like we're close to each other that way.
Is she also Sagittarius?
Of course.
Wow.
Sagittarius cuts off on the 21st, I think.
Oh, okay.
So she's
wow.
in it too.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Sag sisters.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you. Britney Spears' birthday is also December 2nd. Happy
wow.
birthday to Britney as well. Happy birthday, Britney Spears.
Happy birthday to Britney Spears. Mm-hmm. We love you. As Joe Biden...
Oh,
said,
right. We forgot to
we love your Eras tour.
We love your Eras tour, Britney. Yeah. What a fucking, just like, he's so fucking
he's
old.
He's just so
like,
old, poor guy.
Someone's got to give him cliff notes, like
yeah,
a teleprompter,
needs,
something.
He needs a shot of, like, I don't even know, an Adderall. He needs,
yeah, he
an,
needs
Adderall
an Adderall
pill.
He needs an Adderall.
Yeah.
He needs a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ, Joe.
Yeah, yeah,
what are
yeah.
we doing here?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah
poor
yeah.
guy.
And he didn't even know. God, that was crazy. I didn't even acknowledge that on the blog. I was like, you know what? No, I'm not even going to get
Yeah,
I'm not
I thought it was just
this.
Funny because mm-hmm. Politics aside.
He's just an old man.
He's just an old man. Mm-hmm. Britney Spears in her Eras
tour. He said Beyonce. No, he didn't even say Beyonce. He said the Renaissance. That Renaissance tour and the other tour with Britney Spears
yeah, yeah,
is
like
what
the
he
tour,
said.
He's like Britney Spears tour, the Eras tour. They're
yep.
like,
And he mentioned Renaissance you know? As well. I think what he was trying to say was like, with the two big concerts
yeah,
of the year
yeah.
doing great things for the economy, Renaissance, Beyonce, and Eras tour, Britney, or, I
Britney.
Did it just there.
Yeah.
Eras tour Taylor Swift, but like, God damn it. Whatever, Joe.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't do it, Joe.
Yeah.
You didn't
do
it
do
this
it.
Time. Not
didn't do it.
This
messed
time.
It up. Yeah. Mm. But, and another... Taylor Swift and Travis news. She did like another Instagram post.
She did like another Instagram post. So she's Travis, out here liking Instas.
Travis broke another record. Guys, mm-hmm. don't get mad at us. You know, I have one thing to say to you guys, the listeners, and we love you so much.
We do. We're very thankful.
We don't care about Travis Kelce's stats.
We don't
care about Travis Kelce's records.
Nope.
Don't go in the comments and be like, you guys are a Taylor Swift podcast and you don't know what Travis Kelce... No, because we're not a Travis Kelce podcast.
This is not a Travis... If you want to know information about Travis Kelce...
Go to Part of My Take.
Go to Part of My Take. Yeah. Go check out Travis Kelce's Instagram, his brother, their podcast. Do whatever the fuck else. This is not the spot to look for Travis Kelce.
We're not
going to
know how many fucking yards he has.
Travis Kelce is Taylor Swift's accessory on this podcast.
Yes.
Okay? We will mention when he is relevant.
Taylor Watch, not Travis Watch.
And I don't know what record he...
Yeah.
But like, good for you, baby.
I know that Taylor Swift liked the Instagram post about it.
Yes.
And I know he could get something with 11,000.
He did his job good.
He had over 11,000 yards, something. I don't care.
Good for you, babe.
I just care that this is... a breadcrumb that him and Taylor are still going strong, which is all I care about.
Yes. Thank you, Gia, for addressing the hardo football fans that have made their
way to our comments. We never said that we were going to give out stats. We never said that we were Jim Nance and Tony Romo. No, we are Kelly Keegs and Gia Mariano, and we talk about Taylor Swift.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you think people are changing their bets for the Chiefs or Travis Kelce fantasy team, whatever, based on the things we talk about, though? I bet that does happen.
Oh, I wonder.
I have
like,
people texting me, or not even texting me sometimes. I just either DMing me or tweeting at me, asking me like
if she's going to be at the game
or not, and whether or not it affects their bet. And I do believe
we know where she is.
And we do report about that. So if you're listening to Know Where We Are or Know Where She Is and place bets accordingly, feel free.
We can help you with that. Anything that has to do with Travis Kelce that has to do with Taylor Swift,
we
can help you with. Anything that has to do with Travis Kelce, we can't.
His awards, again, congrats. Woo, babe.
Yes.
Get going. Cool.
Good job. Good running. Good catching.
Yep.
Good
wearing
hitting.
Those tight pants. Yes. Great job.
He did get into a little scuffle on the field.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Ooh, oh, no.
And people were fanning their
Ooh,
faces because
course,
it was
of
hot.
Course.
Yeah.
That makes
he shoved
sense.
A guy straight to the ground like a literal he weighed.
Like a rag doll.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It was quite hot. I did watch that.
Who did they play this week?
The Chiefs played the I don't know. I was watching for a second, but they were playing at the same time as the Eagles, so I was a little
Lions?
Distracted.
No, that was Packers.
They played the
Raiders, okay.
Yes, today. Okay. And they won 31-17.
Sly.
Yes.
Go team.
Yeah. And
we do want them to win continuously because we do want them to go to the Super Bowl. I would like it to be a Super Bowl Eagles Chiefs.
As would I.
That's what I would like. And I would like the Eagles to win. No offense, babe.
Yeah.
But it's their year.
I think we are the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce lovers who support the Eagles more.
Yes, exactly.
You know, Jason Kelce, we love him.
He's our favorite.
Yeah, he's our favorite. He had a game winning tackle.
Mm-hmm.
So without him, Jalen Hurts never would have been able to run into the end zone and score because he had a big tackle, got the guy out of the way.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
What have they been calling that? They've been calling that like the family, what is it called? They've been doing the same move to get Jalen Hurts through,
the
right?
Oh, the tush-push?
The tush-push.
That's
push.
Different.
Oh, a different
yes.
thing. Okay, all right.
Jason Kelce's
See, this is
also,
what happens
yeah.
when I'm trying to talk football.
Yeah, Jason Kelce's also a pivotal role in the tush-push as well.
Right,
he's the bottom guy.
So would you say that was a fair
yes,
thing to confuse
totally,
by me? Okay,
totally,
look, I'm not a
total
fucking idiot.
Totally.
But anyway,
no,
so that was talking football on Taylor Watch.
Yeah.
That's the extent of what I know.
Yeah, me too.
As far as the 2024 leg of her tour, which again starts, I think, Feb 8, 9, 10 or 7, 8, 9, something like that, in Tokyo.
I think 7, 8, 9, yeah.
7, 8, 9 in Tokyo. I wonder, I'm sure it'll be exactly the same. Like, I can't imagine it being much different.
I would like her to do maybe the new year, ring in something
new.
Add
a couple new songs.
Because I do think it's very funny how she was like, oh yeah, like, when she switched Invisible String with The One.
Yeah.
You know, she was like, oh, like, you know, this isn't a one-off thing. I'm going to be doing this a lot.
Yeah. She never did.
She
never
lied
did. She
straight
to her
faces.
Predict. She lied to her faces.
She just didn't want to
She didn't
like,
want to know she was pressed
about
her breakup.
Invisible String. And that makes
Which
sense.
Which I understand.
Yeah, totally.
I understand completely. You don't want to be singing Invisible String.
But,
when...
yeah, she hasn't changed anything up. I mean, she added Enchanted. Does she still do Enchanted? Still?
She does
or,
Enchanted
sorry,
and
Long Live.
Long Live.
Does she still do Long Live?
I can't. Yeah, she did it last night.
Okay.
She's done Long Live, I think, since she added it back to the list. She's been done it every
time. So, like, besides that... There really hasn't been Nobody, No Crime with Haim, but that's because Haim was there.
That's because they're not there.
You know?
Yeah.
So I feel like
Tis the Damn Season. I feel like that came in and out.
No, that was the whole. But that got changed because of No Body, No Crime. But then she went back to Tis the Damn Season when Haim was gone.
Got it.
So it's like, where are the switch ups? There's no switch ups. Besides that one time.
So we'll see.
So I would like something new.
A lot more vault tracks, right? A lot. Maybe she'll throw in a couple vault tracks, add to the list. All in all, 2023 was a fantastic year for her.
Fabulous year for Taylor Swift.
Tumultuous. Yeah. Lot going on.
We should, like before break or whatever, we should do like a end of the year Taylor Swift wrapped, like Spotify wrapped.
Yeah, we should do that. That's a good idea. Oh, good. So then we won't get into it now. I was going to launch into it, but let's.
I feel like we should save that.
Yeah, we'll save that for right before the holiday. Yeah, we'll do a little you know chart, maybe something fun. And that's pretty much that. Do we want to do next week? Do we want to do another album draft?
Oh yeah, we should.
But I'm trying to think. Maybe we do Folklore.
Oh sure, yeah.
Maybe we get a guest in here.
Yeah, we can get Fights. Yeah, that'd be fun.
He's been wanting to do it.
Yeah.
And it is Folklore season.
Mm-hmm. Totally right? Folklore season.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do that. Let's all keep our eyes peeled for surprise drops. Yes,
maybe. Don't fall into any traps.
Don't fall into any traps. Yeah, don't be.
Yeah, keep your eyes peeled. Read the comments. Read the responses.
Read the replies. Yes. The replies are so important.
Don't look like a fool like I did falling for a picture from 2017.
I'm mortified by that.
Yeah.
Literally, like, can I even continue to co-host this podcast? Like, with how, you know what I mean? Well, we both did it, thank God.
I was a firm believer as well. I wasn't as vocal about it because if the Eagles game wasn't playing.
I even texted Dave.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I said, hey, be on high alert. Highest chances that we've had so far that Reputation is being announced tonight. And he sent back a
salute.
And I had to text him again later and said, clowns, no. Sorry for disturbing your time.
Damn it.
Really embarrassed about that. What are you gonna do?
I feel like all the Swifties yesterday we put on the dunce caps, and that's okay.
And we'll survive
because we're fools. We're foolish ones.
Somebody said I liked that when somebody was like, she shouldn't have just like gone up to the piano, played Foolish One, and done nothing and walked off the stage. Would have been fucking hilarious.
That would have been very funny.
She played Say Don't Go and It's Time to Go, which I love both of those songs.
It's Time to Go is a very underrated deluxe version. Yeah. That snaps from the same little breaks in your soul. You know when it's time to go.
Great song.
Sometimes giving up is the strong thing. Sometimes to run is the brave thing. Yeah. That's
great.
A really good song to listen to. If you want to break up with your boyfriend, listen to that song because it really justifies making tough decisions even though you don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Yeah, I love it.
Really is.
Love
That's
it.
A great insight, Gia.
Yeah.
Great insight. Great way to end it, I think.
Yeah, me too.
All right. We'll be clowning until next week. Yep. And we will see you guys then.
Love you guys.